This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Up and down on Wall Street today, as I said. On the downside, shares of FedEx and UPS, after the Wall Street Journal reported that Amazon is closer to actually rolling out a shipping service of its own. It's being piloted here in Los Angeles. They're delivering stuff sold by third-party vendors on Amazon's site. It's an interesting and possibly eventually significant entry in the getting stuff into consumers' hands business. But as Marketplace's Aaron Schrank reports, Amazon is still a long ways from replacing its present delivery partners.
Amazon's been ramping up its own delivery operations for years, but the e-commerce giant is still heavily reliant on the vast networks of UPS and FedEx to get stuff to your house. Analyst Roger Kay at Endpoint Technologies doesn't see that changing.
Amazon, in order to really compete directly, would have to field an enormous fleet of trucks and have all of these depots and warehouses, and there's quite a lot of investment there.
UPS plans to spend $7 billion this year upgrading its delivery network. Supply chain consultant Foster Finley at Alex Partners says Amazon does have one advantage, more real-time consumer data.
They basically have great insight into availability, shipment points, stock, more so than UPS and FedEx, who typically are limited to saying this is what happened last year.
Amazon packages account for about 7% of UPS's volume and less than 3% for FedEx. Growing e-commerce sales have been good for major carriers, but Michael Pachter at Wedbush Securities says Amazon isn't quite ready to compete in that space.
FedEx and UPS weren't invented in one day. These guys have been in these businesses for decades, and they're survivors because they're really good at it.
Pachter says Amazon probably isn't trying to replace its partners, just squeeze better deals out of them.
And if FedEx and UPS say, okay, instead of making a 10% margin on your business, we'll make an 8% margin, Amazon wins.
A FedEx spokesman says the notion of Amazon being a real threat, quote, demonstrates a lack of basic understanding of the full scale of the global transportation industry. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.